to Shiachi.
The fact that there would be a Chiyuv Lasis B'Dei Shemayim, doesn't that make it that it's not really such a kol anymore? That the Chiyuv is really there? Just Varai is still in Lasis B'Dei
Shemayim.
That Rashi wouldn't hold it, that's going to be... Like Rashi would hold an apple picky and it's a kula that it doesn't have Chiyuv B'Dei Odom.
No, but it is a kula defect that the Sfar as Kefer is concerned, so he's Pater Gamma.
So,
that's the kula.
So Rashi, why did Rashi become in the moment of Shabbat? If the Gemara is only dealing with the fact that there's a Torah and Kefer, so Rashi should not say all of
it. Oh, you mean yes, that's Kasher, the Kesher says. Here the Gemara is saying, all right, that's a good Kasher. Chayna b'sheh mibeish, chayna b'sheh mibeish, chayna b'sheh mibeish, Hashem shalom keifah, v'chay v'sheh shalavet, nidmadin osaban noye. So mele, that is the price mean. The price means that if the Torah had mentioned sheir, so I wouldn't know that Eish, I couldn't learn out Eish from it, because Sheir has a certain Chumre. Sheir has a certain Chumre that he has to pay the dummy. So, but since it's Komun V'Rabne, since Rashi mentions it, Komun V'Rabne, Mitzad Mechai V'Chivel of Nezek, so there is no Ptur Ligamre. Only because of Kom Rabnei, so that should not be considered as a chumre. It should be considered as a kula. Now the same kashe that is a sarfanam. It's a good kashe.
That's the
kavanah
of the
Rei
Roshi
was
saying.
Yeah, and the same kashe.
That's
the same kashe.
That's not a.
That's right. Yeah. All right, but against Rashi. Oh, yeah. But so the Rei Lechlapocha says. He has nothing to do with Kom the Rabnei, but Rashi says it has to do with Kom the Rabnei. So in the middle of the Kasha against Rashi is the same Kasha of Tasteless is outstanding against Rashi. It's a good Kasha. But Rashi says that the Agos Oshra's Din is mentioned by Rashi. That's what I wanted to show. The Agos Oshra's Din. Now the question is, now let's see the Shinkbetzes here. And this the Rashi. Shinkbetzes. And this Rashi the Fiyut.
Rashi and Nun Gimel, we're dealing with Chid Kaif in that moment, and he still says, come to the
Nun Gimel?
Nun Gimel?
Yeah, I know, yeah. One second. Yeah, I know Rashi and Nun Gimel. Nun Gimel Amud Beis, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Adam Obeya. Adam Obeya Pturi. Adam the Bakhtolo. Vinamele Asra Beis Pota. Nitonel Vecheski. Vehameniach Sakat. Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis. Shea Vodam Shetoch Velbeya. So Liam means Liam Kifa Shlishi Shavit, Sheikh Hayab Odom Bea Pturim. So Rashi says, Odom Bea Pturim, Odom the Bakhtolo, Vinamele Asra Bei Pota, Mritonet Vecheski, the Amniach Sakat, Amniach Sakat. Obeya the Sif Sheva Liara. So the question is, so, and this Rashi also have to say something. Why does Rashi say, Baktalu, come the Rabnei, but Olavu Alodom? The answer is, Olavu Alodom implies there is no Mechayv of Keifa, but let there be a Chiv of Nezek. So that's because of Komum the Rabnei. But then you can ask the Kashi in Echanamidetz, so then the Kashi, Tisvis Kashi, in our Gemara, will be outstanding. So what kind of a chumra is this? So it's a cool.
Here it wasn't chumra cool, it was just that it didn't.
Now let's see the Rishonim and the Rashi Dafyu. Mishnah Kubes. Ay. Gizel Shei, Harav Rabbi Yishai Zal, it's Tafites Nishin Chubetzis, the first column, the third paragraph in the middle. Gizel Shei, Harav Rabbi Yishai Zal, Mashein Kimbei, Shteime, Minole Deish Beta Mekeifa, Liman Doma Yishin Nishin Chitzof Nich, Dinaf Kelim, all of the other, but that's not Rashi's Pshat. Elodam, Avramandam Shimomeim in Nolan de Kreta. Vitzorich Lima, Kehirchadi, the Ashinon, all over our Odom, Nidrish, all over our age. So even according to Rishlokish, that he should be Shimomeim, but he had the same drash, all over our age. Vitelme, Achaname Nidrish Olovel Abeir. So, Vim came normally Mut Odom, we have another Drashi. Shea Vel Odom. If an Odom falls into a bear, the Barabeir is better. So, Bishlame, if we say the Drashi is only Olovel Odom, not Olovel Aish, so maybe there is no Drashi Olovel Abeir. So, we have to resort, especially with Akosov, of Shea Vel Odom. But according to Rabbi Yishai, Rabbi Yishai himself asks against himself, I said that just as there is a drosha all over our Adam, there is a drosha all over our Eish. Some more that will be might even according to the Shlokish, that Yishim Shmameine, someone of Shachit, there is a drosha all over our Eish, there is a drosha all over our Beir. So why do we need two psukim? One all of the law, a bear, and then share the other. Why you need to psuk? Vitaino achanam and nidrish all of the bear, vim ki nomen limute odom. Vyesh leima di itztrich limute goi oi evet, di mi all of them natinon ela ben chayrin, di shaya bekeifa. Di shaya bekeifa. So he says, we need to Ichname. There is it Rosh all over our Odom, all over the Yalaish, all over the Abel, not after all over our Odom. So that Rosh implies there is no Mechayv of Keif. Keif, that's another Chiyuv. That's not Nezek. According to Rabbi Shmuel, Bnei Shad Lichme Breke, so it's Bimazik Shemina. So, get you know, but then the question is, let him be mechuyev mitzad nezek. So he says, no, mitzad nezek, so, and nafkiminim would be, limuti goy, we have it, the mi'olav lo matino nele ben chirin, di shaya bekeifa. Now the question, imame, look at me, the second teres. We don't have to say that all of our Odom applies to the case where the victim was an Eved, but no, the all of our Odom can apply to a case where a real Ben Chirin fell in. So why do we need to pluck him or all of? All of the loyal abeir and then share the leodom. So we need to psukim by Ben Chirin itself. In Amed Ben Chirin, the lift and the domim is trich. The more of the patan leyal mikeicha. But share the leodom tells us that not only there is no mechayv of keicha, there is no mechayv of nezekida. So Rabbi Mishai gives the terrors. He says in amad van khairin de lichter mit damin. That means damin nezek. Kifa is also damin. Then says kifa is also damin according to Rabbanon that is being nezek. So that's another halacha, but it's a chiyuv of kifa. According to Rabbi Shmuel ben Rabbi Andreike, is nezek. Damin means nezek. That's what it means. In amad van khairin de lichter mit damin mistrich. So we need another post shevel water. Dimiolov lepatane alami keifa. So Rabbi Yishai gives the tarts. In other words, there are two xerosakosufs. One xerosakosuf is all over the order, and the other xerosakosuf is The other is a kosofi is shirabaliyad.
According to Rashi then, if Lachaira, I don't know if it's correct, but according to Rashi, the pasuk of all of Eloi Adam is only limited to the mazik of Adam.
That's
not,
right.
It's not talking about the mazik of
Adam. That's right.
So if that's the case, if you have it, if all you have is a pasuk of shirabaliy Adam, So if all you have is a pasuk of Sharmali Adam, like a tour for Nabi Adam,
yeah.
What is it being Mamayat? Is it being Mamayat Kaifer and Daman? Maybe it's only being Mamayat Kaifer.
So that's what you could say to Rashi. You see, Rashi doesn't say like Rabbi Yishai. Rabbi Yishai operates with two officers, two psukim.
Rashi holds that
sins is the same thing, and sins the Torah says all of the loyal Adam, so mainly it implies two things. Not only there is no fear of Kepha, because the Torah, when it says all of the Adam, the Kavanah HaTorah is not all of the Adam, by Adam there is no fear of Kepha. All of the Adam, if an Adam kills an Adam, he doesn't have to pay. Not he doesn't have to pay B'teras Kepha. It's true that it's mentioned in the parasha of Kepha, but the Xeras HaKosuf of all of our Odom, according to Rashi, implies that if an Odom, only when a Shea kills a human being, he has to pay. But when a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay. Not that he doesn't have to pay B'teras Kepha, but he does have to pay B'teras Nezek. He doesn't have to pay.
That's what we're saying in Rashi, that the Pasuk of Allah is being mined down too.
That's right, yeah.
So then what do you need to kill my ground?
Yeah. So, since the Pasuk is mentioned in the parasha of Kepha, not in the parasha of Chvoreh, so Mimele, but since there is a Yerushakosuf in Miut, all over the Adam, so it means that he doesn't pay, period. So Rashi explains, insofar as the Mechayev of Kepha is concerned, is a Ptur Ligamre. But insofar as the Chiyuv, the Ptur of Nezek is concerned, so the Pshat in the Xeris HaKosuf is because of Kom Dramre.
Xeris HaKosuf was relating to the
The Xeris HaKosuf is explanatory of two halachas. Because the Xeris HaKosuf says, all of the world. It means, if another kills another, he doesn't pay. So, Bishlei Meligabi the Mechayev of Kepha, he doesn't pay because there is no Mechayev of Kepha. But as far as the Chiyuv of Nezek is concerned, after all, this is the parasha of Kepha. But since the Xeris HaKosuf is formulated in all Adam, so it's explanatory of the din of Kom Dramri. But in respect to the Mechayev of Kepha, it's a Ptur Ligamre. In respect to the Chiyuv of Nezek, it's not a Ptur Ligamre. It only is explanatory, descriptive, of the general halacha of Kom Drabne. So mele he's mechuyev lotzis yidei shamayim.
Why must we say this in Rashi that?
You see, because
it's all from that one there.
Yes, you see that even Rabbi Yishaya is tuteotzi. He has the kasha v'teimor hanam nitri shalov v'labeir v'imkin lomer lemute odom. As so, in other words, shalov v'labeir two psuki. So the first Eretz is v'yeshli madistach lemute geyo yevet dimolav lematino odanchir nishaya b'keifa. Then he says inam odanchir. He's right. So why does he give the first Eretz? The answer is because in the first Eretz he assumed true is two separate Mechayvim. But since the Zerosakosov says Olav Viloi Alabeya, so it means that in case the bear kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay. Not that he doesn't have to pay B'Teos Keifa, but he has to pay B'Teos something else. So mele. So why do we need another pasuk of Shevel Adam? So the answer is, the first Eretz is, Nafkemina would be Ligabei an Evet, if the victim is an Evet. So Mimele, the Betzos HaKosuf of Olavo Rabeo would have no application, because Olavo Rabeo is mentioned in the parasha of Keifa. So that's only shayach when the victim is a bencherin, not when the victim is an eved. Yeah, so we need a pasuk, because as far as the parasha of Shev Leodom, there it doesn't deal. There deals with nezek. The parasha of Keifa deals with Keifa, but Shev Leodom deals with nezek, not Keifa. Some more nezek. Nachtimina is even more never falls in. There it's a chiv. As far as the mechayv of nezek is concerned, so then it applies even to nevet. As far as the parasha of keifa is concerned, it can only have reference to ben chayr. So we see even from Rabbi Yishai, the reason is why Rabbi Yishai had to give two terutzim, because even though he was aware of the second Eretz, so why did he give the first Eretz? The answer is, in the first Eretz he assumed that it doesn't make any difference. True, there are two separate Mechayvim, but since the Zos HaKosuf says Olavur Abeya, so Agavur Chayit implies there is no Mechayv of Nezekida. Zechayv Nezekida. So Mamele, why we need another Pasuk of Shevel Yodah? That Zeros HaKosuf itself should imply to Alochas. So he says Nafkemina would be Ligabe Evet, because if we had just the Zeros HaKosuf all over Abeya, so it would only apply to a Ben Cherin, but not to an Evet, because that parasha doesn't discuss Evet. That parasha discusses Ben Cherin, because Evet does not come within the parasha of Keifa. So Mimele, the Torah had to mention another Zos HaKosuf of Shev Leodom to tell us that there is no chiyuv of Nezek even by an Evet. And so Rashi Shiti the same way, except that Rashi holds, in view of the fact that this is the parsha, Olavur HaOdom is mentioned the parsha of Keifa, and Keifa doesn't discuss Nezek. Keifa discusses Keifa. So Mimele, even though it's implicit in the Zos HaKosuf or HaOdom, there is no chiyuv period. But as far as the other Zos HaKosuf, that is implicit, that there is no chiyuv of Nezek, that's because of the general aloch of Kom Drabne. So may be Yishamayim will be Mechuyif.
According to the Man D'Emor, holds the main Mazik.
Yeah.
So how does he hold that you have to afterwards estimate how much he's worth, the main Nizak, and then pay the Nezak?
No. According to Rabbi Shmuel Ben Shalich Mevareike, he just has to pay the value of the Mazik, of the Barashiyah.
But how could that take care of the nezek that he owes to the...
That's the kapore, because it's kapore. So mele is kapore for his life.
But that'll take care of the kapara, but it won't take care of the nezek that he owes to the nezek.
All right, so there are more to chiyuvim. In other words, suppose that the nizek is worth $1,000 and the mazik is worth as an evet $500, so you should pay another $500, you know, because of that. So there is no, in other words, because since he's mechuyev misat kapora, he doesn't have to pay twice. So mele, the may mazik will be in lieu of the nezek also. That's what I have to say.
Rashi Chavot says when the Gemara gets to the Kasha that the knowledge should be high in paper. Rashi only mentions the case of Mason Boy Astro, but it's a lesser bark at all of the Lapar Dolos, Chavot and Ral.
The Baron, the no.
Was he going in? I mean,
Tanya Bechis Gaul
is true even by
Mezid
Vasrabe.
So Rashi's shiti is that there couldn't even be Salkedaitor by Mezid Vasrabe. Why? Now, the Marshal says in Bolokame that when Rashi says by Komum the Rabbe, so in Tofas is Limaf Kimune, that's only in the case of Chayav Misa Sheyegin, Lo Yasrabe, where there is no Mamash Misa, but it's an Aveira for which there could be Misa, Chayav Misa Sheyegin. So then there is a Chiyuv Yasi Neshamayim. Mashayim Kein, if it's Mezid V'Yasrabe, even Tofas is Mafkin Mele. There's a Mashal says. Why? Because, as I said yesterday, there are two halachas. One of those are kosher fi mishum rishos. Mishum risho achas at mechaivi, fi at mechaivi mishum shtei rishis. And then the other kosher fi mishum rishos. Im lo yi yosei, only shionish, li yosei. But in other words, so the halacha, so this halacha that there is a chiv losi vishamayim, according to Marshal, applies only to the Xerus HaKosuf of Liyosi. But as far as the Xerus HaKosuf, Mishum Rish Achas at Mechayri, Fiat Mechayri Mishum Shteiri Shies, so it's not only Ptur of Pidi Odom, it's Ptur Ligamma. There are no Turishies. But in the case of Chayav Misa Sheyegin, there are no Turishies anyway, because he doesn't get Turishies. So then there is the other Ptur that is in the parasha of Negi Fisho of Yotzov Lodel. So there it's only Ptur of Bidi Odom, not Bidi Shemaim. Mashayim Kinin in the Xerus HaKosuf of Mishum Risha Achas at Mechayim Chavish Risha, it means there are no two wishes. There are no two rishis, period. Not the best cannot enforce two rishis. There are no two rishis. So even if Tofas is mafkinumne, so that's why Rashi says, v'yeodom chayu b'keifra k'kein b'meizid v'liasrabe d'lese b'aktole v'loi b'agoles. So, that's it.
What about
bargolos?
Rashi is coming to exclude the case where...
Oh, because there it's also the Xerus HaKosuf. If he's a bargolos, b'sheigig, so he gets an aramish, gamosh tei tovishios. That's right. The shosin is a general application.
I thought yesterday Rashi said that the dinner time of Echizkiyot, it's only thing that they...
No, I said... But Golas is an image by itself, you see. Let's say, by other Averas, by Chil Shabbos, there is no Enish. Korban is not an Enish. But Golas is an Enish by itself. So in the case of Herig B'Sheik or Ischayev Golas, so then we can apply the Alochim Yatim Chayvim Shem Shterishias. Because Shter, the Exorcist of Shterishias, has a very wide scope. It covers the case of Misen Malkus, Malkus and Momen, and Misen Momen, and Golas, Golas and Momen also, it's also Shterishias. So Mele, even without Exeris HaKosu for fall of Allah, we couldn't say that there should be a Chiyuv. Not even the Rishamayim. So then, without the Sakosu, there would be a fear of the
Shemayim.
Well, I think it's too late now to discuss the next thesis. Sorry. The next thesis is a very important thesis, and it has to do with the Shaila of Anizgomo, you know, and then it has to be learned in conjunction with the tasteless at the beginning of Amniach, the final days, Ushmur Oma Dafilashano. And then there is Dafilashano, the final days.
Darkness,
yeah, Dafilashano. That tasteless. And then there is a Machlekes Rashim, seven shittes, that Onuzgomor is Potter, and the shita of the Ramban is that even Onuzgomor is Chayev. But how about the Yerushalmi, that if somebody lay down in bed, and then another person brought his kelim on the bed, and then he stretched out in his sleep his feet, and he broke, so he's Potter. So the Ramban says, not because of Onuzgomor, because then the nizek is the pesheya. In other words, he was negligent, what is called today contributory negligence. He is the pesheya. In other words, Reuven lay down in bed, and then Shimon came and put down all his glassware on the bed, and then Shimon was no pesheya altogether, but the nizek was the pesheya. And the broke all the glasses, so he's Potter. Not so Jesus says because of Onuzgomor. The Ramban says not because of Onuzgomor, but because the Nizek is the Peshia, but it's called today. You know, we had a car accident, you know. So sometimes if the one who got hurt was guilty of contributory negligence, so you don't have to pay. That's the sword. So the Ramban says, the reason is why Yerushalmi says that in the case where the Nizek put the kelim, and then the Mazik in his sleep stretched out his feet and rolled the kelim is Potter, not because of his domo is Potter, but because the Nizek was guilty of contributory negligence. But where the Nizek is not guilty of contributory negligence, then even on his domo is high. Or the more later. Even on his domo. And then there is a machlokes rishonim, what is Onuzgomor? Or a day in skin gneve, or amin, or something else. So it's a big sugya. The next stage, sorry, it's the small stage, it's kim dikai vot toshi turuchel. Yerushalmi leish, yoshen mechayo vol kishishkif hatzmi yitzalakeh. Avol yoshen veivir keli metzle, yivishov on potter. והם גמרי, וכן מיושים אל החבר לישן אצלי, ויזיקי זה זה, הולישן פוטר ואחן חייף. So Tefes here just mentioned the Yerushal, even though the Aloha is that Yerushal is Chayev, and other word Leilam, Ben Shei, Ben Mezit, the name is Ben Rotzei, still there is a situation where it's better. Yerushalmi, let's say, Reuven lay down in bed, then he was sleeping, then Shimon came later as living was sleeping and lay down next to me. He didn't have to lie down. And he put down his coat next to Shimon's, to Reuven's feet. Then, in the course of the sleep, so Reuven stretched out his feet and broke the coat of Shimon. So Reuven is better. Why is Reuven important? Because when Reuven lay down on the bed, he didn't know that yet. The kelim were brought over by Shimon later. So in other words, he was anonymous. But there is Allah Adam with Leila and Bishayb and Mezi near Yashi. But here is Pata. Tesis here is very brief. It doesn't say why is it Pata. But Tesis Achov Zion, in the Rekame and Achbeveis, in the Mutsir, he explains it. Tesis says that there are two kinds of ones. On Shemi Gomor and on Zgom. So if Reuven lies down on bed and he knows that Shimon put Kelim on it, or even if he doesn't know, but if he had seen, if he had looked, he would have seen. So he is anonymous, but not anonymous Gomor, because he could have seen any Kelim on the bed. Mashayim Kelim at the time when Reuven lay down on the bed, they were no kid. Then, as Reuven was asleep, Shimon came into the house and put his glassware there near Reuven's feet. So then he's on his gomel, and his gomel is spread. That's Teisus Shit. Now let's see a Teisus of Chabzai. Now the Mishnah of Chabzai in the Aleph says, HaMiach es HaKadosh es HaRabim, If Reuven left in the Rosh Hashanah, he left a cut, a jug, a barrel, it wouldn't make any difference. So, and in the Rosh Hashanah, then Shimon walked around the Rosh Hashanah and he tripped over the cut, over the chovias, and he broke it. So he's Potter. So Shimon is Potter. The Yuzak ball, but suppose Shimon tripped and he got hurt, so then Reuven is Mechuyev to pay. The Yuzak ball, Rachovia is Chayev. So Chayev is Chayev. So the Gemara, Daf Chof Zayin of Beitz, says, Ubrach, Avin Yisqobah Vishovah Potter. So if Reuven left, the Chovies, in the Rishu Zerabi. Then Shimon walked by and he tripped over it and he didn't get hurt, but he broke it as he stepped on it. So he broke it. So then Shimon is brother, and my brother is a mazik. A my brother, he barely knew him. He had to look. After all, Adam Mord Leilam, all right, he didn't intend to pray. But Adam Mord Leilam, Ben Shein, Ben Ezin, Ben Eya, Ben Yosh, Tavon El Shalomi Tavon. So why is it Potter? Amre di Be Rab, Mishmi Be Rab, Be Malo Yerush Yusarab in Kula. In other words, if, let's say, Reuven filled up the whole street with Caleb, so then Shimon he is not mechuyev to go away from the shuzarabims. It's the din of every dinish dinner in Afsh. In other words, a person fills up the shuzarabim and doesn't let the pedestrians pass through. So a person is allowed as long as he is not mischaven to a mazik. But he wants to walk. He doesn't want to stay home. Or to bypass, go all around and around. So it's halacha of everything is merely nafshi. So like, if Reuven would bring Kelim into Shimon's house, so Shimon is not supposed to use another way not to break it. He can walk the regular way. If he breaks, he breaks. It's Reuven's fault. That's the halacha of everything is merely nafshi. The redeemed Mishnah that says that if Shimon breaks steps on the Kelim and he breaks at his brother, he has referenced the case even when Rubin was not Malarish Sarabin Kulo. He didn't obstruct his way. But, so the question is, right, he's a Peshaya? No, Bafilishon is dark. So he cannot see that there is a Kele. But if there is light, let's say in the daytime, he's higher. So the question is, why is Afilashon different than when there is light? Suppose there is light, even though he didn't intend to be Mischave, even if he didn't intend to break it, he's Chayev, so if it's night time, he should also be Chayev, or the Mordleila. The answer is, because he's the one who's gone. If it's daytime, he's not the one who's gone. He should have looked, but if there is no light in the night time, how can he look? He couldn't see. So Mele, on his gomel is part. Hodik yu shmul ama atesis. U shmul ama ba'afir Hashem. Hodik liga likamon. Hodik liga likamon. In nisko peshiyahu elei. There is a machlekes in the more of Chavtes. If somebody trips, is he considered negligent or is not considered negligent? So Mimele, why do we say here that Barfelo? So then he's potter, but if we say that he's called Pesheya, so even Barfelo is considered Pesheya. So Tia says no. If a person just slips, there was no obstacle, there was no care in his way, he just slept. Why he slept? Maybe it was slanty, you know. He slept. But so then there is one man Dama who says that Miskal is Peshaya. He should have walked slowly and carefully, not to sleep, you know. But here he was Miskal. Why? Because there was a Kele, there was an obstacle, a Kele. And he couldn't have seen it because it was dark. So then of course he's not Peshaya. Because it's dark, he couldn't have seen, watched out, so certainly zones. The effort after you have been on the Ineski, let's say, the Odom HaMazik, the Pesach, that even Onus is Chayev, but Onus Gomer is Potter. Onus Gomer is Potter. So that's the issue as well, that Onus Gomer is Potter. The Alpha Gavin Mabin is Kerosin with Amazon, Pesaras Pesa, and is Gomele Robert Achmone. What's the Raya? So just tell Yerushalm. The Yerushalm, a Peti Reisi, Yoshin Rishi, in Hizik, Rishi Nihabras Rishan, that if Ruben lay down on the bed, and Shimon then came and lay down with his Kerem on the bed, or he just put the Kerem on the bed. So then, and Reuven stretched out in the course of his sleep, and they broke the kelim. So then, Reuven is potter. Why is he potter? The answer is because he's a non-zgomo. There is no element of negligence. The Bereshalm, the Peter is Yerushalim, in Yizik, Rishin, Abbas, Rishin, that's one guy, the Yerushalm. So this Yerushalm that Tesis mentions here, so here Tesis is very brief, he doesn't explain it right, but here Rachob Zion explains it on the basis of Famus Gom. Then another guy, from the Gemara Nageza Bas, Kapimiach Lem Avim Poroshulo, Kisvurim Shel Avimi Vitofuo, Veyochluo Mishalmim, Bnei Bosa Bizu. Suppose Reuven borrowed from Shimon a certain poor, but he didn't tell his Nibayis that it's a borrowed poor. The Nibayis here, Reuven has a son Chaneich, so then Reuven died. Chaneich didn't know that this poor that his father used the months before his ptire, so was borrowed from Shimon. You know, how could he know? The father didn't tell. Then the father died, so he assumed, he took it for granted, it was his father's poor. His father's poor, now the father died, he asked it. So he has a right to shecht it. So he shecht it. Then it k'sfugim shravimi v'itofchur v'yachur. So he only has to pay danoi. Danoi. In other words, mitzad mazik is potter. Whenever somebody is nechul mitzad mazik, then he has to pay the value in the market. Let's say, if the poor is worth $1,000 in the market, he has to pay. But if the poor is worth less than $1,000, he pays less than $1,000. But here, mitzad mazik is potter. But since he had anoi, after all, if he hadn't eaten up that poor, he would have to go to the butcher and buy meat. And then he would have to pay, let's say, $100. So then his anoi is only $100. Because if he's highly sadmazik, so even though he didn't eat up the whole poor, he only ate a small portion of it. But he saved himself, he spared himself, the buying the meat for day, for one day, for 2 days, whatever. So that's the amoy. That's the value of the amoy. But if he had been chuyim tzad mazik, so then he would have to pay the value of the poor. So here it says, the Gemara says, Yiyachum avim poor ashur, kisfugim shel avimi, vitofru v'ochlum shalmin boshem zeh, that's called me boshem zeh. Let's say, suppose this poor's boshem is very precious, but he's not accustomed to buy such precious meat. He buys cheap meat. So, as far as the meat is concerned, so it is determined what he would have spent had he not slaughtered that poor. Because of mazik is but other mashis, he could anusim. But onus is higher, the answer that onus gomer. And here, if the father left the poor and the father didn't tell him it was borrowed, meichatei say he should anticipate that it was borrowed, so he learns gomer. There is a second time. Umasnis the third rag. Umasnis namet nam. It's lamet veis in Bulkan. Hoya balchov yeswish in Baltira achain. The monad balchov is when the balchov is bekei or potter. Now, lamet alef on the veis, the babu, the mission. Zebra bechavisei, zebra bechirosei. Ruvain was carrying a chavis on his shoulders, and then Shimon was going in the opposite direction with a beam on his shoulders, and then they met, they bumped into each other. The zebra crossing. So let's say, if you want to know how to pass a shaila in a car accident, so you have to go over well this sugya. What is negligence, what is not negligence, you have to go over this Gemara very well. Zebra b'chavise, Reuven was walking with the chavis on his shoulders, and then Shimon was coming in the opposite direction with a beam on his shoulders, and they bumped into each other. Mizro kadim shel ze, b'kirosi shel ze pot. Suppose there is a damage done by the Balachovies, done by the Balachovies to the Kero, or vice versa, by the Balakero to the Chovies. So both potter, Shezele Rishus La'alich, Rezele Rishus La'alich. In other words, everyone has a right, you know, to walk. Some male is not, neither party is negligent. But suppose Hoya Balakiro Dishain Ubal Chovyasachri, but suppose the same situation you had in car accidents, suppose the Balakiro started to walk on a certain block first, And then he turned in, the Baal Chavius turned in from the corner, you know, and bumped into him. So then Nishbo Chavius became Ispata. Ispata. Why? Because the Baal Chavius had to refuse to walk. When he started to walk on the block, there was no Baal Chavius, you know, walking. How could he have expected? All of a sudden he'll make it turn. So he is completely non-negligent. And then, but on the count, so Baal Chavius, who Baal Chavius, Baal Chavius, Achrein, then he turned in, Nishbirok, Chavius, Bikero. So if the Baal Kiro, who acted in the Rishus, in the proper way, with caution, so then, and the Chavius was, they bumped into each other, and the Chavius was broken, so the Baal Kiro is brought up, because he was the first one to walk. Prata Baal Kiro, the Amad Baal Kiro. But suppose he was walking first, then he decided, he'll stop, because he saw on the newsstand, he saw a newspaper, so he decided he has to read the headlines. And then, as he stopped to read the headlines of the newspaper, so all of a sudden the Baal Chavius bumped in, and the Chavius became broken. So then the Baal Kiro is negligent, he shouldn't have stopped. The Omar Baal Kiro Chayef. Alright. The Omar Baal Chavius Amei Dispata. So you have in this Mishnah, you have all the clothing in case of car accident. So, you know, curiously, not coincidentally, the decisions, the judgments by courts, if they are rendered properly, sometimes the court renders a decision that is repugnant to common sense, but if it's rendered properly, coinciding the halacha is overcome. And that's not a coincidence. I think, because the Gemara Murakami says, Shulcha Malchus Reini, to the Chachmi Yisrael, that they should teach them Kolatekule, it doesn't mean Kolatekule, Zvochen Menoches, Negoi Moholes. It means Cheshmishpet. The Dinim of Yokame, B'mtzir, B'odasra, something that is of universal relevance. So the Chachmi Yisrael taught them. And then they said, Kolatekule, no one Shubachas, except Shir Shed Yisrael, Shemek Asher Shel Atem Tota. That they didn't like. Some more but a mess occurred, they forgot it. So that means the Justinian code, you know, when he promulgated the code, so it was based on the Din of Yisrael. And then the other was Napoleonic code was completely based on the Justinian code. So it's not a coincidence that those decisions in law, I mean, coincide with the Allah. But anyway, if you want to know all the principles in car accidents, so you have to go over this Mishnah and this Sugi. So then you know you're able to be a judge in damages cases. Alright, Satesis mentions, and I thought right, it must not matter. The Torah Baal Chavius Rishon and Baal Kiro Achrei, the Mama Baal Chavius, the Nishbo Chavius Bikiro, is Potter. Why is it Potter? Why is the Baal Kiro Potter? Because he is an honest Gamor. Who has negligent? Nizek lay down after the Mazik fell asleep, so the Mazik is potter. Then the Gemara of Hiniyachu Navin, Poroshuo, Kisfurim Shavin, Litofuo, the only Mechuyev to pay for the Anoye, but not for the Hezek. Why? Because the Rav Gana, how could he have known that it was a Baal? And then the Mishneh in Balchovius and Balkir. But the question is, what is the degree of Omnisgom? The nearly dark day, the other Amazig, the Lichta Boilis, Shehu Kering Neiv. Now we have in Gabishomrim, we have different degrees of Shmir. Shemachinon is Chayot Hakshir. Then Shemasocho is Chayot Agneiv Abeid. But Nishbev and Meiso and Omnisgomo, Shemasocho is Pota. Shehu is Chayot, the biggest things. So the question is, here we have by the Omer Mazik that Omeris is higher, but Omeris Gomer is Potter. What constitutes Omeris Gomer? So Tesuchit is, if it's analogous to Enes King Neve, then it's Omeris Gomer. But if it's analogous to Enes King Aveide, then it's higher. Even though Shemasocha in the Gata Shomer, no difference between Enes King Aveide and Enes King Neve, because Manashach, if he's a Shemachinon, so he's Potter even for an Enes King Aveide. If he's a Shemasocha, he's Chayev even for an Enes King Neve, unless Omus Mamash. So Teisa Shite, that even though Teisa says 2 points. One is that even though Odom Red Leilam, but Omus Gomer is Potter. So that's not such a so strange in any way, and it's gone as proper. But what is a little strange is, and it's gone as proper, so it should mean, and it's gone as manish, like the Enes that is in a soho is proper. No, so this says no, and it's gone does not have to be manish, the degree of Omus that is in a soho is proper. Even if it is an Enes King Neve, so is Potter. But when it's on its higher, Enes King Aveide. True, Shemasocho is higher for both. But still, Enes King Aveide involves more of a Pshir. It's a question of degree. So it involves more of a Pshir than Enes King Neve. Because Aveide, you know, if a person walks in the street and then he puts something, he's a shame or socher. Let's say somebody deposited a golden watch with him and he kept it in the pocket. So unless he knows that he has a hole in the pocket, then he puts it, then even Shemachinim is chayav. But if he knows, if he checked the pocket, let's say, in the morning, and then he put in the afternoon, he put the golden watch in his pocket. And he didn't check it in the afternoon to see maybe there is a hole developed, you know, between the morning and the afternoon. So then a Shemachinam is caught, but the Shemasocho is high. So there is a substantial pshir. After all, you know, he should have checked it. Again, you know, many times there is no hole in the morning, but then as a result of the pressure that certain objects held in the pocket exerted upon the pocket, so the whole developed, it happens constantly, such a thing. So there is, on a relative scale, there is a substantial shift. Mashainke, if a person, let's say, let's put something in his house, and then a gamef comes with the master key and opens up the house and he takes it out. So there is less of negligence, because that's more seldom, more infrequent than, let's say, than a hole being developed in the pocket. In other words, Gneve, there is an element of Pshi in Gneve too. In Gneve too, you see that the Shema Socher is higher. And the Shema Socher is not higher form as Gombo or Tamishbur or Esau. So why is the Torah a higher being for Gneve? Because there is an element of Pshi in Gneve. But there is more of a Pshi in Aveda than in Gneve. So we got the Shema Socher. He's hired even for the Pshia of Enes King Neib, because he still could avoid it. He would have made so squat out. How could he avoid it? There's nothing in the way. There is no way that he could avoid it. But Neib is high. But the Gabriel Mazik, only Enes can avoid it. There is substantial Pshia. Like Enes can avoid it, so he's high. But Enes King Neib is but what's the right? That's a chiddush. The newly dubbed Hamazik, the Mifta Beinish, who can live in the time of Shirin, Hamadi Chodos Nimok and Nimok can be Shavu. If somebody is a shame, he's a carrier, he was Madi Chodos Nimok and Nimok and be Shavu, and then he was Niska, he tripped. And he broke the Chodos, Rabbi Yudai Meir, Shinechina Mishava. So if Yishmachinam was the Yishvur that he was not a real Pishia, so even though he was Niska, maybe he was more than Niska, maybe he saw that there was a big slant and he decided, I'll take a chance. Then it's not a question whether Nisko Pesheya or Nisko Pesheya, then he's a Pesheya Mamesh. But so he has to swear that there was not a real Pesheya. Then he's got it. But Shema Socher he has to pay. Why? Because even if we say that Nisko is not Pesheya, but it's not a Nisko. So Nishisocha Yishal. So he has to pay. But the question is here they are two mechayvim. Even if it's in the Shemachim. So there is one mechayv mitzad Shemachim. So mitzad Shemachim only Pshi is chayv. Pshi Gmur. So Niskal is not a Pshi Gmur. But he's also Mazin Yadai just because. He is a Shema Socher, so he should be potter on the basis of Mazik. On the contrary, he has more of a responsibility. First of all, he is a Choy, like any other human being. B'teah Sodom Mazik. And then, he is a Choy, B'teah Shema Chinam, even if he's not Mazik, he died. Even if it becomes damaged by itself, but if he was passively negligent, he's also chay. So the question is, why do we say Shemachim Yishba? That he's not guilty of a Pshigmo. But he's another Amazik, never mind Mitzat Shemachim, let him be Mechul Zalam Amazik. So it's a raya that Mitzat Ola Amazik is not chay. But all the more later, but on his Gomor is put. So here, he's a Nuzgombo. Namu Shachiv is a Nuzgombo, so why is the Shema Socher? Why does the Shema Socher have to pay? So it's a raya that Niskal is that kind of Lav Pesheya. But what Lav Pesheya? In other words, he's not a Pesheya to the extent, like the degree of Enes Ken Aveda. But he is some male Shemachim is pot and Misar, but it is like it's Inuskin Neve. In other words, Niskal is like Inuskin Neve. It's not a substantial Pshia, but a very, very slight Pshia. Inuskin Neve. So male Shemachim is pot. Why is it potter? Mitzat Shemachinom. So only Pshiri Gmura here certainly doesn't involve Pshiri Gmura. And Mitzat Ola Amazik, only if it's a Nineskin Aveide, here it's a Nineskin Aveide. But even Shema Socher, so he's not Chayav Mitzad Olam Hamazik, he's Chayav Mitzad Shema Socher. So that seems to be a very strong God. Hamavik Chodesh Mokom Mokom Mishavu Rabbi Reimer, Shemichim Yishba, Kishi Socher Yishal, Vahashte Min Mechayav Mishi Socher, Upeita Shemichim Yom, Vahayav Mitzad Olam Hamazik, Shema Min Arbeis, Dachim Yivu Olam Hamazik Potter, ומדם הרביורים נזכר לגני זה, אב הבן שוקנה וידה שיקרבו פשיעו יסר, כי דם בלם באשר ירד לגני וקרבו להם אז אבי יקרבו משיעה, נראה בו מזיק חייף, די אפשר אין אשר נזכר יפלו פשיעה. Maybe you could say that when we say, Odomonoya Mishayu Meiz Benil Rotsen, so in us means, if he's a Pshiyah Gomo, Bosholemik Adel, you know, The term Amos, you know, he has a very broad scope. So maybe Amos means there anyone who is not a Pshiyah Gomo. A Pshiyah Gomo. But Mamish Pshiyah, meaning excessive negligence, like the Pshiyah that is Shemachim in Israel. But Amos Kinabede is an Amos Gomo. So he couldn't say that. Why couldn't he say that? The Ephraim is Mishayev Rebshir. The Chaim Ashmeriyo, the Mechayev Minof Nagad Beruach Shem Mitzuyo. The Afar Gav Beruach Shem Mitzuyo Mifta Boshem Echinom. Now the Gemara says at the end of the second period, the Gemara says that Chav Zayin Amad Alev. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10, 11. The 11th line from the top of Amit, Chavzayim Amit Aleph, Ve'yam Arabi, Nofar Bereshem Rishagag, Biruach Shem Mitzvah, Ve'yizik, and he fell down, you know, by a Ruach Mitzvah. Ruach Mitzvah doesn't mean a Ruach that always blows, you know, but sometimes blows, you know, the weather is unstable, so sometimes there's no wind at all. And sometimes there is a wind and a strong wind. But as long as that happens frequently, so then it's called Ruach Mitzuya. So Ruach Mitzuya doesn't mean the kind of wind that every day you have. If that takes place once a week, it's considered Ruach Mitzuya. What is considered Ruach Mitzuya? Ruach Mitzuya is sometimes you get a tempest, you know, an unusual tempest or so, something that happens very, very rarely. So a person couldn't anticipate that. So then, if it has a name, you know, usually the big hurricanes, you know, have a feminine name, you know. So if it is the kind of a wind that has a feminine name, so that means that it's a Ruach Mitzuya. But a ordinary strong wind that happens constantly, that's called Ruach Mitzuya. So suppose he went up on the roof and then it became very windy and he fell down from the roof and he was mazik. So the Yizik Ubiyesh is Chayro HaNezek Ufotra Bidayodvor. So Nezek is Chayv, because all the mood leilom. But Tzar, Ripu, Sheves, or Beishes is Pota. Beishes, special aloha, only if it's Mishad Nevaish. But Tzar, Ripu, Sheves doesn't require Kavone, but almost is Pota. Almost is Pota. So, but Nezek, all the mood leilom. So Ruach Mitzuyo, all the Mazik is Chayv. Ruach Shem Mitzuyo, Odom HaMazik is Chayv Nezek, Chayv Nefer Vambo, Ruach Mitzuyo, V'Yizik, an ordinary wind, if he fell down in ordinary, Chayv Dalvo in Patra Beishis, because Beishis requires Kavone. So we see that Ruach Mitzuyo, that Ruach Shem Mitzuyo is Chayv as a Mazik. Now, and the Gemara says that the Shemachinom is Potter, the Rachim Mitzvah. Let's say, suppose somebody Reuven deposited the behemoth with Shimon, and Shimon put it in the stable. But he closed the door, but the door was closed in such a way, that a Ruach Mitzvah wouldn't open the door. But only if it's a strong wind, the hurricane, then it'll open. A very strong wind, a hurricane, so which is unusual, then it happened. He closed it, and then a question Mitzvah developed and opened up the door. Then the baby walked out from the stable, and then it got lost. So then the Shemachim is better. The Shemachim is better. So Tosfos says, תהיה אפשר למשל ישראל פרופשיה וכי משמע ליהוד מחי בנופן הגג ברוח שמציע ואף אגב ברוח שמציע מופת בו שמחינו. So we see that the three of us כמו לגבי אדם מזי כי זנת אין הסכנה וידי, but it has to be more than אין הסכנה וידי, כי לאמרינון בסעיף הבו וחמישה הבו נכנס לך סבאים וחיום השם נשאר הבאים חוץ משכינו ומייקל את נטרו שמור הפחוסו שמכינו כל שם רוסה ואנו כל שם שם רוסה מייסים לרב יהודה ומי סבו שמור הפחוסו ואני דבר שיחיל רם וחמצויו ויחיל רם וחמצויו על מאף אגב זה מפתר שמכינו מחיים מאוד רמזיק ואני נתיימה משום כאה וכנה וידה ונזכר if we say נזכר אף פישייה so have a king neighbor ופוטה ברמזיק וכן מוכר פרק הגזר, עצם גבי טאבו חומן שקירקיר דיפורך ומנדרומה בשמחינו, מפרשת אונוס מלמטאבו ומבחי משהו סוחר, על מסרפת ומקשה אפילו בכן מחי כמשהו סוחר, שחי ללדה משנה אין כן שהוא נאי שסוחר, ולפיכו בשכה חיה בכן פוטה, דהה וכן נאי. So, נבלו שבט סטייס וסקלב, דתונוס גומו וספוטה, and it's going to be spot there, but with what is on it's going to be okay, it's going to be in it's going to be the Israel. The river in Shnukubetzes agrees with Tosfos' first halach. So Tosfos mentions 2 points. Number one, that on it's going to be spot there. Number two, that if it's in it's going to be, it's already considered on it's going to be. The Rivor in Shinkubetzes, he agrees with the first proposition, that on Zgomer is Potter, but he doesn't agree with the second point, whereas according to Tosfos, in his king neighbor means on Zgomer, according to Rivor, on Zgomer means the Namish on Zgomer, like Nishbor or Meso, that Shinosoho is Potter. But in his king neighbor, but Shinosoho is higher, so other magic is on him. So then the kashi is from the price Nasiches Rumnims, a very strong wife, and Havre Chovyes Nemokon Mokain, so if it is Shemesuchor has to pay, if it is Shemechinon, he's bought. So Shemechinon has 2 mechayvim, one on the bay and the score of Shemechinon. So then only Pshiv Mor is high. So Niskao is not in the on the level of Pshir Mor. It's not a Pshir Mor. But why? But let him be Mechuyev, Misad of Ramazik. Like any other person, not a Shemachino. The answer is, because Niskal is on the level of Enis King Neve, and Enis King Neve of Ramazik is Potter. But Shemachino is not Chayev Misad of Ramazik, but is Chayev Misad Shemachino. On the score of Shemesoho, because it's Chayef for an Inis King Nei also, so it seems to be a strong Chayef. So, but how would the Rivor explain this price that Shemachinim is Potter and Shemesoho is Chayef? So the Rivor says as follows. In Zgomo to be Potter or Mazik must be on Zgomo Mamesh, like Nishbor Rumeis. That Shemesuchor is also Potter. So then you ask the question, so why do we say Shemachinom is Potter? Dal שתחייב שמכין המוח, לטים מחויב על דסקור אופן המאזיק, so everyone mentions a Kiddush. Since he's a shemeya, and he's מחויב to watch against, to be on guard, against who's coming here, like this in Olam Hazik, we say, Odom Shmiras Gufi Olofu, so he has to guard against Hezad Yodai. That's his responsibility. But Ishmachinom is Mechuyev to watch not only against Hezad Yodai, but against who's coming here also. Who's coming here? So Mele, he's exempt from the Chiyuv Shmire that is incumbent upon Olam Hazik. Because since he has a Chiyuv Shmire, an additional Shmire, to guard the behemoth against being Husko Mele, Husko Mele, so Mele he becomes relieved of his Chiyuv Shmire. Mitzad of Olam Hazik. Now that's the Russian of the view. The reverse is in Betes, the Chav Zayin and Aleph, in connection in the Sugye of Nefal Min Agag Beruach Shem Mitzio, Chayu B'Nezek, U'Potam Yared Vod.
But So why is Shemachinom Potter? Ukach Potter Shemachinom, the Chidin, the Havi Shemachinom, Lishaya Beidin, Odom HaMazik, Shari Olov Muto Li Sasek Bidovo, Ulikach Li Nechayev Rad Bipshie. Aval Odom De Arme, Mai Hoya Li Sasek Bidovo, Kidin Shein Muto Lelov, Likach Hayev Bechem Nele Vavedi. So another down in Atishin when his mazik were dying with the enemies killing neighbor, so he's chayev. But a shame achinam, if his mazik were dying, they were killing neighbor, he's potter. Since the Torah was matl on him, an extra chayev shmire to watch the chayfets, ha-shomo, so against Hezekiel Mumele, he becomes relieved of watching Mitzad Olam Hazik. What kind of a thing is it? Now the question is this. We say Odom Moed Leila. Odom Moed Leila. Bein Sheyeg, Bein Meizig, Bein Nedot. We say Pesach as Pesach, Lechayef, or Amazig, Kisheyeg, and Eskotz. Now, and in that parasha of Pesach as Pesach, we are marbe not only Nezik, we are marbe talent for it. Beishes requires Yishav Mamish, but Tzah, Ripu, Sheves, so Yishayev even without Kavani. Still we find the difference. Nofa Munagad Bereach Shem Mitziya V'Hizik, he has to pay Nezik, but talent for it not. Not only Beishes not, but even Tzah, Ripu, Sheves not. Mashin ki Nofa Munagad Bereach Mitziya, so Chayv Rad Varim, Beishes is Potter, because Beishes is special because of Kosov, requires Mamish Kavon. So what is it? After all, Oda Amazik is Chayv Dalet Varim. All right, Beishir, there is a kosuf of Nischav. But the Tzar, Ripu Sheves, there is no prerequisite of Nischav. Still, the Mohar Nagab Rosh in the Tzuris, but Nezek is Chayv. So I think the Pshat is very simple. What is the Mechayev of all Nezikim? Sheria, Beria, Hebra. I don't want to mention Mavet because according to Rav, Mavet the Tzodom. So what is the Mechayev? The Chiyuv Shmir. What is the Mechayev by Odom? So we can say that by Odom there are two Mechayev. One is the Mechayev of Shmira, as the Gemara says, Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof. So in other words, there's the Gemara, Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof. Ushmiros Alacho, Odom, Ushmiros Alacho, Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof, Utamecho, Utonetan, Abolish, Nizikin, Odom Echomen, Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof, Elokidom, Ravu, Utan, Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof. So here, it doesn't mean Meinon Shmiros Alacho, Meinon Shmiros Alacho applies to the other Nizikin. But Odom, it's not Meinon Shmiros Alacho, but Odom Shmira's Gufei Olof. So it's the same Mechayev. But then there is a special parsha, Maki Behima Yishalmen. So when the Mechayev is the Mechayev by only Zikin, so there the Torah tells out Leishmerenu, by Sheya Leishmerenu, by Beya. So it's the same Mechayev. So the Mechayev is the negligence, the fact that he didn't exercise Shmir, But in the parasha of Ramazik, Maki Behimi Yishalmen, or Petzah Tachas Petzah, Odom, Maki Behimi Yishalmen is Odom Dihizik Momi, but Odom Dihizik Odom, so Petzah Tachas Petzah, there is a special parasha. There the Torah doesn't mention the Leishmeran. So it could be that by Odom Ramazik, there are two Mechayim. One is the Mechayev for the Maises. It's a parsha of Maki Behimi Yishalmen, Petzah Tachas Petzah. It's for the Maises. Then the Gemara says, that Hei Amid Beis, Omar Rove, Vikule Kishodis Beya Binaye, Asye Kule Bamaatzad Lidbar Mekeren, Vishmidikel Mifrach. מה לכול שכניה ומתרוסת ומאן דאמר אדרה בקרן אגיד ושתמס לעזק על קרן המעשי אלו מה יוחסה כספים רעמון ויחסים קרן וחלון תמונדש שם ברגע ופית משוס רבן בלו לפתבס הכלי ועודם לחיו בעבוד דבור so in regard to עבוד דבורים we have to resort to the special power share of But in regard to Nezek, even without the special psukim, Gabriel Odom will be Mechayev, because Mitzad Eyal Fuse from Beir v'chad Unai. So we could learn out from Beir and Chayim, from Beir and Regal, from Beir and Beish, we could learn out the Zor Mechayev. That Mechayev, that is based upon the Eyal Fuse from Beir v'chad Unai, That's not for the Maisa Ezek. That's for the negligence. Or the same Mechayev is by Beya. So he, or Sheya, he didn't watch his Momen. He didn't watch his Beya. So he didn't watch his age. He didn't watch his body. That no damage and no injury should ensue, should emanate from his Gufa, from his Keach. So the Mechayev is the Odom Shmiras Gufei Olof, not the Maisa Hezek Yirai. Mashiim Kein as far as the Posik, but there is another Mechayev of Maki Behimi Yishalmenu and Pesach Tachas Petzah. So there the Chiyuv is not without recourse to the negligence. He's Chayev for the Maisa Hezek, just as Iganef is Chayev to the Mishalei. For the neighbor, Gazlin is Mechuyev to Mishalim for the Gzele, so Mazik is Mechuyev to Mishalim. So Mele, now, for Raye, By Ugna Mazik, there is Aloha Fuzak also. Fuzak. But let's say this Mishneh, Balchovius and Balkeiro, they bumped into each other. So it's a case of Fuzak, not Mazik. Now see, if Ruven walks in the street and then Shimon bumps into him, so then he's chayef. He's chayef even though he didn't. He wasn't mazik b'yadayim. Misarodah mazik. If Shimon bumps in, there is a machlokes v'shenim between Rashi and Tosfos and the Rosh and the Rif. Rambam is a question, what's Rambam Shite? If, suppose, Ruvein decides, just like that, to prostrate himself in the street, and then he decides to prostrate himself in the street, then he falls asleep. Drunk, not drunk, what's the difference? So, and then somebody, he prostrated himself in the street, fell asleep, then another person walked. And he tripped over. So the person who prostrated himself in the street is chayav to pay. That's a Gemara that one dollar from the Vakam. But there are two cases in the Gemara. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, so he's chayav mitzad Odom HaMazik. Odom HaMazik. He was completely passive. According to the Rosh and the Reed, he's chayav mitzad Be'er. But everybody is made only in the case where he lay down in the street, he prostrated himself in the street. Then, according to the Rosh and the Rif and the Rambam, according to the Mishneh, so he's chayav mitzad Be'er, not mitzad Odom HaMazik. But in the case where a person, let's say, walks in the street, and then he decides, as I mentioned before, to stop, to look at the headlines of the news. Then Shimon comes and bumps into him. He was completely passive, he didn't do a thing. But Shimon just bumped into him. So then, that's it's Gemara Mefarashes, that Ruven is Chayav mitzad Odom HaMazik. So how does the Rosh distinguish the case of a person who prostrated himself? He says that from the Aleph in Bolokam, the Sugi of Nisku Pesheya, the case where a person prostrated himself in the street, so the Rosh says he's only Chayav mitzad Be'er, because he doesn't do anything. He's only Takol, he's like a bear. But different does it make whether he puts a stone and then somebody trips, or he makes himself into a stone and somebody trips. So he's Chayav mitzad Be'er. And let's say if he will break his watch as he falls, so will Potter, because Be'er is Potter on killing. That's the raya, whether he's Chayav on killing or not. So why is this different than the case where Ruven walks in the street, then he stops to look at the headlines, then Shimon bumps into him? So Ruven is mechuyev mitzad Odom HaMazik, and is mechuyev to pay even for the killing that he was mazik. Let's say his glasses, when Shimon bumped into him, so the glasses fell down, the glasses broke, so Ruven, the Sigmund Farashas, that Ruven is chayev for the killing too. So Rabbi Peretz says, there is a difference. In the case where Ruven walks in the street and then he decides to stop, and then Shimon bumps into him, and he's hurt, he's injured, and he's killed, not damaged. So if Ruven had been, if Ruven hadn't been living, could he have done that? Couldn't. A dead person couldn't be the cause, you know, of another person bumping at it. He has to be alive. So Mele is Mechuyev mitzad Odom HaMazik. But when Ruven prostrates himself in the street, falls asleep, doesn't fall asleep, and then Shimon trips over him, even if he dies, Shimon could just as much have tripped over him. So Mele doesn't require, you know, a voluntary agent to to be the cause of this damage, of this injury. So maybe it could be only a chiyuv misabeh. Exactly. So the reason is why, first of all, most Rishonim hold, even in the case where Ruvain crosses himself in the street and he falls asleep, and then Shimon trips over him and he gets hurt and his glasses break, so he's also mechuyev misabeh. But even the Rosh and the Rishon, the Rambam, who say that he's chayev only misabeh, only in this case where he crosses himself in the street, so he doesn't even have to be a living person in order to cause the damage and that injury. Even if he had been dead, he would have caused the same damage, the same injury. Some mele cannot be mechuyev misabeh.
Rabbi Paris agrees
with the chite.
So yes, why is that distinguished
from the case where Ruvain walks and he stops and then Shimon bumps into him. So Ruvain is chayev even for the killing of Shimon, Zalam Azik, so he says, there, if he would be dead, he couldn't be the cause of this damage. Suppose he would have a heart attack and he would die. He would immediately fall down, and then Shimon wouldn't bump into him, he couldn't remain standing, only because he's a living person. So Mele, his character as a person, is a prerequisite for the possibility of the tezik. Mashen Kin, once he lays down and somebody trips, so his position as a living person is not a condition that is indispensable for the damage. So then he's like a stone. What difference does it make? A living stone. So, but in the case of Ruvain stopping, then every desk fresh is the Chayim Misad Odom Mazik. Is there any Maise Ezek? He's completely passive. Now I would like to know what would be the halacha if Ruvain would walk in the street, let's say Ruvain is a heavyweight champion, and then he would stop to look at the headlines, and then Shimon, he's rushing somewhere, he has to be in school on time, take an examination, he would bump, and Shimon is a weak person, and then he would bump into Ruvain and he would die immediately. Would Ruvain be Chayev Mise or Chayev Goles? Of course he's not Chayev Mise person, because Shalom Bikavone. Would anybody say that Ruvain is Chayev Goles? There is no nicer Tzichem Yadai. He's completely passive. Completely passive. Maybe he would be a Gerem of Tzich. Maybe he would be a Gerem of Tzich. But Chayev Goles? There is no Tzichem Yadai. What is Ruvain do? He was standing like a post. And then Shimon bumped into him. So it's like Shimon bumping into a post and dying. So he'll say the post commits a Maaser Tzich. Alright, it's not shaykh to say Maaser Tzich by a post anyway. But he's completely passive. There is no Maaser Tzich. Maybe it's gone, but not no Maaser Tzich would die. So why is the Chayev Misavona Amazik? After all, gone is proper. The answer is because there are two mechayvim b'avod ha'mazik. One is the parsha for ha'mazik. Makbe mishomenu, petzatachas petzach, that's for the maizles. So as far as that mechayv is concerned, it's only shower by hizik, not by huzak. It's only shower by hizik, not by huzak. And then there is another mechayv. About the Mishmer of Gufei, there's the Gemara, he showed his bill of a Chavnina, he asked it, so my time, because of Rahman, he said, the peculiar deal, but So, Samuele, he is Chayev Mitzad Odin Shmiras Gufi Olufu. Odin Shmiras Gufi Olufu does not require a Maisa Hezek. And you see, the Gemara says, So in other words, Rav Popper's deen that there are some obvious nizikim that will say Rav Karizidim could not apply to Mavet Odom. But Odom also has obvious and has told us what is the Av of Odom? This Gufe. And what is the Tolde of Odom? As far as my tzichah is concerned, is there a distinction between somebody killing a person with his hands or somebody firing a shot? That's tzichah. Because by tzichah, there is no such thing as gufei tzichah. There is a distinction between tzichah b'yadayim and tzichah b'gomei. So, when somebody fires a shot, he throws a hat, so it is as much of a Ritzich Yudayim as when he uses his fist. What difference does it make? But there is no such distinction between Gufel and Keche. Mashiachim Gabi Odom Amazi, so true, insofar as the Mechayev of Odom Amazi Bitzad Parashef, Imakbein Yishal Menor, Petza Tachas Petza. So there is no such distinction. It's like Hesicha, there is no such thing. But there is another Mechayev, because of Kishodis Beir, Vichad Minaye, so Osikule, because there the Mechayev is Odom Shmiras Gufi Olof. The same Mechayev is Bashir, except Bashir, the owner is Mechuyev to exercise Shmire over the Sheir, that no damage, no injury should ensue from the Sheir. And by Olam Mazik, a person is mechuyev to exercise caution and care that no damage or injury should ensue from his guf or from his care. Some mele, this halacha, question we can understand. Nofar b'ruach mitzuyo, so he's chayev not only nezik, but even tzar b'peshevus, except beish is not. But nofar b'ruach she'ino mitzuyo, then he's only chayev nezik, but not nezik, not tzar b'peshevus. Why not tzar b'peshevus? Because the mechayev for Odom Shmiras Gufio that will learn out from Kishon is Bir V'chamai, so the Gemara says, L'mai Hilchasek, Kosfar Achmona Hilchaseret. So if there hadn't been a special Mechayev of Makbeni Shalmeno and Pesach Tachas Petza, there wouldn't be any Chiyuv on the basis of the Maisa Hezek, but only on the basis of being negligent. He is Mechuyev to exercise care that no damage to result to anybody from his guf and from his keach, but that's only ligabi nezik, not ligabi dalad rovim, gabi rovim. So that's based, that has to be based upon the special mechayev of the ma'ase hezek. Some male address the pshat in the rivo. The rivo says that onus gomor is poter, but onus gomor means mamish onus gomor, my havel mebat, like maize, Nishba makes, he couldn't have prevented it. He's completely faultless. But Eliskin Neve is not a man's gonna be Shemusoha. Why should it be in Skomo the Gavod Ramazik? So then you ask, so why Hamad Chofi is knocking if he's a Shemachim, he's Potter? He just has to take a Shmue that he was not guilty of Shia Gmure. But let him be Mechuyev on the score of Ramazik. So the verse says, since he's Mechuyev to exercise extra care, so that no hezek habon mele should be occasioned to the behime or to the chavyes, so mele he becomes relieved of the chiyuv shmire of odma mazik in regard to hezek habon yedai, because he has an additional shmire to watch out even against Hezek Abom and Mele, and there is only to the extent of Pshir Gmure, not more. So he becomes relieved of the Chiyuv Shmire that is limited only to Hezek Abom and Yodayim. That's what the Rivo says. So really only the Kivor makes sense if we say that the Mechayev is because of Adam Shmeras Gufi Alofu. But if the Mechayev is because of Adam Amazik for the Maisa Hezek, some Mele, why should he be relieved? It's now a seed of the Russian revolution. For the war period, the Vada Niska, Domele Russian Messiah, the other Amazik Chayev Niska, וכך בוט השמחינם, תחיד מדעה ושמחינם, ושאר הבדים אומר המאזיק, שאר אולף מוטר ולפס ובדבר, וכך הוא מחייב רק בפשיעה, אבל עוד עמדה אומר, מה לא יולי לפס ובדבר, כדי שנימות אולף, וכך חייב בחמני לבעבד. חמני לבעבד. But the question is this, all right, so in other words, the מחייב עוד משמיר הסגופי אולף הוא, is not shayach here, but let him be mechuyev mitzad a special parsha of Mati Behemi Yishomel. So it's a raya that is far as the mechayev of Mati Behemi Yishomel is concerned. So even stamonus, not on his gomo, is also put. Is stamonus, and the reason as to why Onus is chayev is because of Adam Shmiras Guf Olofu, so in Stam Onus, he's still negligent. So then we have to resort on his gomo. And what is on his gomo? Mamish on his gomo, like by Shema Socha, that is Potter. But as far as the Mechayev, as far as the Mechayev for the Maises, like Makdim Shalman is concerned, so only Pishaya is chayev. But not Onus, even only Shemigam, only Pishaya is high. But Shemachinam, Niskal, is not a Pishaya Gomo. So Mele Shemachinam is Potter. That's the Shikha of the Gibor.
We say that the terms of the Shemir by Adam only make sense when in the parasha of Oinus by others.
What?
The parts of the Shemira only make sense when he did it together Oinus. But if he did it together Mazid, the whole parts of the Shemira doesn't make sense either.
Why didn't it make sense? Okay. So he's certainly negligent.
No,
if he does it Mazid, he's certainly negligent.